I'm Wild Thang, and you're tuned in to another superb episode of The Bullshit Report. When you look at the Houston Astros this year, you have to stop and ask yourself, man, is this the most amazing team put together for a singular year? Here's what I mean. We've seen great dynasties like the Braves in the 90s and the Yankees, and most recently, you know, we've seen the Red Sox. Some really good teams. The Cubs, you know, they broke their curse. So we've seen some really good teams perform in an amazing manner in you know, the past decade, or, you know, go back 20 years, you know, we've seen some amazing teams. However, what the Houston Astros are doing this year is, like, unbelievable. They have managed to equip their starting lineup, their starting pitching lineup, with three aces. On any other team, each one of their top three starters would be the number one starter on any other team, except for maybe two teams like the Dodgers and who else? The Yankees. But other than those two teams, you know, Verlander, Greinke, and Gerrit Cole, they will be the number one guy on any other team. And within their pitching rotation, they have two 20-game winners. That's unheard of in this modern era. Now, flip it on the other end to the batters, and these guys had the most hits, and the most home runs, and the fewest strikeouts of any other team in the league. And they played great in the field. And the reason why I say that the Astros are probably the best one-year wonder in Major League Baseball history is there's really no way that they're going to be able to keep it all together. Because win or lose, especially if they win, that's going to bump up the price tag of every one of their players. And in particular, Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole, he may be the Cy Young winner or runner-up right behind Justin Verlander. But he's coming into a contract year. And, you know, with him striking out over 300 batters, with him getting 20-plus wins this season, it's going to be almost impossible for the Astros to re-sign him, along with the plethora of other talented players that they have. So, in the past, we've been able to see dynasties, for the most part, stay together for at least 3 to 5 years, whereas with the Houston Astros, and maybe what they're using is a brand new model, a model that hopefully will breed consistency with them as far as in understanding the economics of the game, you know, basically meaning is once we bring players in, they become successful, we're going to have to let certain players go and develop other players in our system so that they can be successful as well. Now, in Major League Baseball, that's unheard of. But in the NFL, the most successful franchises do that regularly. Teams like the Pittsburgh Steelers and most notably the New England Patriots, you know, with success, they understand that that's going to make each and every player on their team that much more expensive. So they, you know, they bite the bullet and they let certain players go. And they develop younger players in their system, and they coach them up to their strengths, and those players become better in their system. And then once they become super successful, they let them go and they start all over again. So the Astros have a very, very smart general manager, and I think that he may be borrowing a page from the NFL in that stance, and that he's going to continuously reshape the lineup every year or every other year. So as we watch these Astros go into the playoffs this year, they remind a lot of the Golden State Warriors when they were going through their championship run, when you absolutely knew no one could beat them. That's what we're looking at with these Astros this year. So while we sit back and look at their games, just, you know, just understand that you're looking at a piece of history, because this by far is most likely the greatest single season team ever assembled in Major League history. Well, that's our show. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. Holla.